Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Ladies, so on the news, right, we saw that the Limpopo Department of Transport and Community and Safety has confirmed that there was an impounded bus, right?
Yeah.
Which had 117 people. Mm-hmm. On it, ne?
Yes.
It had an excess, and hey, so kwa khatu dirakalang. It had an excess of 52 passengers, right? So my question is, do you still ride on the bus when you can see, there are only three buses left, but we are 400 in the line? Do you get on the bus, or do you decide, no, let me go and look for plan B?
So this is an overloaded bus.
Yeah.
It's going long distance.
Yes.
Ne?
Yeah.
It's supposed to have 52 people, but it's got how many did you say?
117.
That's a huge number.
That's double.
But back to your question. I'm sorry, I can't relate it. I'm not being funny. I can't relate. I'm always traveling private because I'm afraid of other people.
Yes,
you know,
I get what you mean.
And also as a traffic or transport journalist, because I'm talking about these stories on a daily where accidents happen, can you imagine the number of people that would lose their lives because
True.
Of that, you know? So no, I can't relate. Maybe whatever you can say, what you prefer.
Yo, from a place of privilege, no. It's fine. I will stay. Mm. I will see you next year if I have to. But I am not putting myself in that situation. I'm a mom, first and foremost. Like, that's also another thing I think about. You know, if I'm forcing a situation like that, it's clearly not meant for me. I personally wouldn't. But like I said, and why I started with the place of privilege, because some people don't have the choices that I do.
And you, Mbali?
Mina, you know, I think of the 4-4 Maslali Sani.
Yeah.
Especially on long distance travel. If I'm trying to get somewhere.
Mang is eating pie. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, but guys, wait. Yeah. You know that there are people that will leave their cars at the airport.
Yeah. And do something like that.
And take a bus, right?
Yeah.
Especially if where they're going to, it's one of those, it was like the Eastern Cape where it's like
rural.
It's again, you need it and you don't have a double cab.
It's like you're talking about Pilar Sunday.
Exactly.
What you're saying is going home.
Do you understand? Yeah. And he's probably on his way home. He would have taken the option of leaving his car at
the airport
and then just running it. Do you understand?
Like 365 a year, we are constantly testing that man. And then now we put ourselves in situations like that. I don't know. I would rather miss out on this one occasion to know that I can have plenty more afterwards. No.
Would you actually even say to the driver, driver, whoa, you can see that we've exceeded the limit. Are you the type that's actually going to question?
Well, Mali? I've seen that happen in taxis and buses before. And if you question a driver, uza keep it texting.
Because you with the problem.
But I've covered a lot of stories, especially during this festive period, and I've been at taxi ranks and buses, and people are always in a hurry. Like, people just want the next option. They just want to leave. They want to be on the road. And then sometimes, you know, we don't think about the ramifications of, you know, what that could look like. And this is why we're seeing a story of this magnitude. And people are maybe abanye futhi, you know, bapatala half price.
Yeah.
Because also drivers are always trying to make money on the side. You know, so that also comes into play. You know, as much as they have, you know, bosses to report back to, they're also trying to make a bit of a bonus on the side.
It's a lack of planning, though. I think overall, when you think about it, it's a lack of planning, because you could have left at a different time. I'm pretty sure you could have.
Do you guys remember that time when there was a bus that overturned?
The one recently,
the one where I think it was 44 people.
44 people who passed away.
Those situations.
That's scary, man.
But then again, we're also the kind of people that say, that will never happen to me. Oh, we love this land.
But I just think, especially during the festive season, you just unfortunately have to be, well, fortunately, have to exercise responsibility. You know, as much as you're trying to get to wherever it is that you're going, you need to be responsible and make sure that you don't find yourself in those kind of situations.
So basically, this is a public service announcement from the news department. ladies and gentlemen, kindly please be responsible, because you guys, you see it.
Yeah.
You travel and you go to with the scenes of the, you know, of these accidents, and it must be horrific sometimes, man. So please take care of yourselves on the streets, my people. Drive safely, and if you can see that, just chill. 063-6880959. That's the studio WhatsApp number where you can holla back at a player. Do you still ride on the bus when you see that it's overloaded?
Happy Friday to everyone. But guys, you need to understand that the minute these bus organizers or these bus companies book tickets, they do this only to make money. They don't care about the capacity of the bus. So what then happens is, if I am the passenger and I've already paid for my ticket, I am then compelled to go onto that bus because I've paid, and I don't even know what the refund process is. So listen, the ones that are in front of the queue, they will see that, listen, I'm going to get onto this bus. But if you are number 117 and whoever is helping out is there just trying to make sure that everybody fits in, everyone is out there looking out for their money, and also, most importantly, just looking out to make sure that they also make it on time for the festivities at home.
Sis, it's a business, hey? It's a business at the end of the day.
Hi, Bulolo World. You know, Bulolo, this is just not just a bus ride.
Yeah.
Remember, they said all these occupants of the bus were from Malawi. It is just another way of foreign nationals taking advantage of South Africans and all the resources we have, because they know that when they get a crash in that bus, they're going to claim from our RAF and empty the coffers. I don't think anyone in a normal mind would actually enter a bus for a long distance with so many occupants. They were just simply breaking the law, as they always do. We mustn't look at it as if is it a bus ride or what. It is just foreign nationals breaking our laws in our country. It is sad indeed.
It's an interesting perspective.
I like one of the ladies who started off your sentence, you're with you from a place of privilege. It's so easy to say, oh no, I would not endanger myself, I would not endanger my kids. Guys, I would like to believe majority of Kaya listeners are speaking for a point of, because these people are going to Kaya for the whole year.
Yeah.
You haven't seen your kids in a year. So it's a matter of uyakibela or futhi uzokumela another year before you go home, you know? And abanye bagulela, my family members, they've missed funerals. It's a lot. So, no, I think I'm going to sit this one out because I have no opinion, because I get where the people are coming from. Uzosala, because when it takes it, you know, it's not as easy.
But is it worth risking your life, sis? That's the question. Is it worth risking your life?
Morning, Pistil. Yes, I do. The certain hours amateks ayaphela. So mawaphela as we don't have a choice. We will find ourselves ku 15 CTC 28. Singenile phakathi benekant, and they will gonna pay all of us. So nje. Yeah, many of my situation, they're pushing us. But ogunye, if it's a morning, a mini, no, I don't do that. If a driver, we are speed, or I'm the person who talk, because in time, I'll say it. I'll say it. I'm that person. But yeah, kona manye ma situation, guys, we see parat benekant inside.
Tandima, this is wa mutu hlala kuphi.
Kunzima, guys, you know, I try not to weigh in on topics like this, because sometimes I think we speak from a place of privilege, because we don't know. We don't know what these people are going through. Imagine if that was the only bus going to, were they going to Malawi, and their next bus was only in 2 or 3 days, and you knew if you missed that bus, chances of you getting home are 0 to 9. So you do what you must to get to your family. And if you don't even have enough funds, they're saying, I mean, maybe normal transport is like 600 rand while you're standing is 300 rand and you're saving that 300 rand, you're going to take it.
Mm.
So we need to be careful before we say things like this. Some people are at a point where they don't have a choice and they would grab whatever chance they have. And that's sad. Mm. That's really sad.
Beasting, I think it depends how you know bad is the overload. I mean, every day. There's two extra people in there. There's three extra people. Aksabu akapat kolerevai. No, January. No, in 2 weeks when the company is open, stop one padco and calculate people that are in there and calculate the seats. There's people who go to and come back from work without ever having sitting down in the bus. Bahlala standing. You see, so it's the situation. If I don't have to figure my car, transport industry, my transport are short, and they want to make it home. They want to make it home.
My brother, two extra. It's when you've got half of the total amount of people, like from 117, you've got 52 that are extra. Ah, scheme.
Hi, Pistine. Lalela ke girl. Mina andizi. Ngithanda kabi impilo yami. Andizi. Angeke nje ngiyozifaka ethuneni. Ngilibona nalilivuliwe ngiqhumukele phakathi. Mayigcwele, the next one will come. Ukuthi ngizoba late, ngiphumela nendlini late. Mangabe ngibona ukuthi ngizoba late. Andizi girl. Andizi. With capital letters. Andizi.
How funny is stress, ngani?
All right, today's question, absolutely not. I'm not a bus person, but back in the day when I used to use public transport, the taxis there would often want us to sit gadi for, and I was on some, that is not going to happen. If I am not comfortable and if it's overloaded, I don't care how late I am. I don't care how great a hurry I'm in. I am not doing it.
Must I leave Sunny for who, darling?
Unolo, thank you so much for bringing up this topic. It was not only the overload Yabatu. Just think the luggage as well. And these buses, and it's so unfair to us because once those people baba involved with accident, then we have to pay them for imali raf. This is done deliberately. I mean, people are abusing our roads. This is really, really not fair. I think our authorities really need to look at this at a very, very close range. This is really, really not fair to us South Africans as well.
And mind you, the amounts that are paid out for RAF, the million, it's like he really told me.
Oh, nice show, Beasting.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. I don't want to lie. I would never risk my life. I would never. Like, let everything that is happening there, let it happen when I'm not there. It's fine. Because with these guys, now, the bus drivers are tired and everything. You were talking about Pela Sunday, like leaving the car at the airport. Guys, the airport parking tickets are expensive. Other than Uber go there. Guys, no.
Interesting.
Hey, Nina, understand, yes. Abantu bama taxi, you would never even dare say taxi igcwele. What they will do, bazokumisa esayidini. And for the rest of the day, there is no taxi ozoyigibela wena. Bayokulika ukuthi wena ngisho unetaxi yakini. So nje, it's a very difficult one. Honestly, I'm not so sure with buses, but the buses that I've never personally have used, there has never been full to capacity long distance buses. Never been. Maybe it could be two people short or three. But with taxis, it will be four maslal sani. If it takes, the quantum takes around 15, but they will make it 18. On the passages, they even have a cushion. So it's a difficult one.
I would like to also find out if do long distance drivers for buses, is it only just one person? Because there was a time where there'd be two people right? And then this one drives from one place to another and then they exchange. Do they still do that?
No, I don't think it's worth it, especially if it's just for leisure. I hear with the other caller, ati abantwana bayagola, or you haven't seen your kids for the whole year, or you know, you want to see your family members. Yeah, but if it's leisure, if it's just for fun, I mean, I wouldn't risk it. I'll just let this one pass. It's not worth it. It's not worth the risk. Thanks. Thank you.
I hear you, sis.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.